Thank you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. On this auspicious occasion that you guys are celebrating Teachers' Day, I would like you to congratulate all of your teachers with a loud salawat. Teaching is a very tough job. If you've ever tried to speak in front of people, if you've ever tried to tell them to do what is best for them, you understand that it is a very, very difficult job to do. And the teachers, they have to have a lot of patience with you. They are the ones who are always here before you. They're the ones that are always leaving after you. They're the ones who clean up your mess. They're the ones who discipline you. They're the ones who make you respect your parents more. They're the ones who have taught you maybe how to pray namaz. They're the ones who have taught you how to read Quran. They're the ones who have taught you what else? Islam. And for the rest of your lives, anytime you're going to pray namaz, anytime that you're going to say salawat, anytime that you're going to do anything that they have taught you, they're going to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teachers' respect is the same respect as your parents. Okay, so if you are not respecting your parents, what would happen? You're not going to respect your teachers. And someone who doesn't respect their teachers, something very bad happens. That person stays ignorant for the rest of their lives. Meaning they do not end up learning anything. And the most important is, even if they learn, they're not able to put it in practice. And if they're not able to put it in practice, what will happen to them? If they're not able to put their teachings in practice, what will happen? What will happen on the Day of Judgment? They will be resurrected as an ignorant person. And an ignorant person, can that person go to heaven? No, because you have to have knowledge, you have to have obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to have love of your parents, respect for your teachers, to be able to go to heaven. Do you know who is the best teacher that ever existed on the face of this earth? Yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi. And he's the one who taught us everything that we know today about Islam, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And if it was not because of his teachings, we would have nothing right now. You would be born in what families? Christian families or non-Muslim families. And you would never have the opportunity to go to heaven. So it is very, very important that you respect all of your teachers. And the teachers on the Day of Judgment will be with whom? With Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam. The louder the salawat that you make, the better it is, more salawat. And in the end, I would like to introduce a teacher of mine that I would say that whatever I am today and standing in front of you, it is because of his teachings. And if he did not teach me, I would not be able to speak to you today. And his name is Shaheed Mutahri Rahmatullah Alayh. For his levels in heaven to be increased and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the level with the prophets and Aimma alayhi wasalam, please recite a loud salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And because of him, I was able to understand a lot of the things that I did not know before. Even though he's not in this world right now, he's martyred. He was martyred on today is the first or second. Today is the second because my flight is today. Yes. On the first of this month, he was martyred, and he gave his life for the sake of Islam, so that with his blood, the tree of Islam can remain alive, and so that the fruits of that tree can be for everybody who ever comes after him. And martyrdom is a status, it is a level, it is something that we should all strive for, and we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this status of martyrdom. You know the biggest dua that Imam Ali alayhi salam used to do? Every single day he used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he would like to be among the martyrs. That he would like to give his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know what happened to Imam Ali alayhi salam, right? He gave his life in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing where? Standing for? His Salatul Fajr. When he was reading his morning prayers, he got his wish. He got his wish and he said, Fustu bi Rabbil Kaaba, that by God, I swear by the Lord of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that today is the day that I became successful. And I'm sure a follower of Imam Ali alayhi wasallam, as Shaykh Mutahari rahmatullah alayhi was, I'm sure his soul was also saying that day when he was martyred that by God, I swear by the God of the house that I have become successful. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you success in this world and also in the hereafter. And my request for the sisters, all of your teachers who teach you, if you give them a big hug, it should last at least 15 seconds. So you should count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And hold on to them tightly. And the same thing for the brothers. And the brothers who are teaching you, you're going to hug them 15 seconds, right? And not let go. And I give you guaranteed, most of your teachers, if you've never seen them cry, they will be crying after that. So if you want to see them cry, this is a good opportunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. And we're going to recite the dua of Imam Ibrahim alayhi salam together. If you know, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma kulli salawatuka alayhi fi hadhihi sa'a وليا وحافظا ودليلا وعينا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين
Maulana Saab, if you could pause for one moment. We had some children that wanted to present you with something.
The level? It's really light. The level one class would like to present you with a card. It's not professional, but it does have their original artwork on it, so you'll like it.
Okay. Give him the 15 second hug. Ready? We're gonna count. 1, 2.
Where's my camera?
3, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4
We don't see you crying.
Now we're going to have level six. We have four students from level six that are going to present a little bit about Bibi Fatma, who is in essence the teacher of all of us. She's the Lady of Light. She's the Queen of the Heavens. She's a role model for us all. So can I have level six, Iman, Aliza, Sukana, and Ambrina. Can we please recite aloud some more? Who's first?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Ambrina. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Bibi Fatima al-Islam and how she was born. Bibi Fatima al-Islam was born in Makkah on Friday of the 20th of Jamaad al-Akhir. When she was born, many Meccans who were disbelievers refused to help her mother, Hazrat Bibi Khadija. Allah then sent down four ladies who entered her house. When Bibi Khadija asked who they were, one said, "I am your mother, Eve." The second one said, "I am Asiya, daughter of Muzahim." The third said, "I am Qasim, sister of Moses." And the fourth, "I am Maryam, daughter of Imran, the mother of Jesus." We have come to deliver a baby, and at that moment, Bibi Fatima was born.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Aliza Rizwan. I'm going to tell you a few points about Bibi Fatima. Bibi Fatima al-Islam was created by Allah and is a perfect example for us to follow. Bibi Fatima was the only daughter of the Holy Prophet, and Prophet used to say, "Fatima is a part of me." She was the first wife. She was the wife of our first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. She had four children: Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Bibi Zainab, and Umm Kulthum.
Assalamu alaikum, I'm Sukan Abadi, and I'm going to talk about Tasbih Fatima Zahra al-Islam. A gift given to her by the Holy Prophet was the Tasbih. We read after every prayer to remind us of Bibi Fatima. Her father, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showed it to her. She followed it so regularly that it has come to be known as Tasbih Fatima. It is very important that we follow the tradition of reading the Tasbih after every prayer to remind ourselves about Bibi Fatima alayhi salam. Salawat.
Assalamu alaikum, my name is Iman Bangish. I'm going to tell you Bibi Fatima's titles: Zahra, Sadiqa, Tahira, Razia, and Insia. Laud Salah.
Thank you, level 6. You can sit down. Level 6, next time anyone gives a presentation and you say Assalamu alaikum, pause after that so that the rest of us can reply and respond with a Walaikum Assalam, because it's wajib upon us to reply to your salam. So give a little pause. And please don't be stingy with your salawat. Malana said the louder it is, the more effective it is. Your mouth will smell beautiful on the Day of Judgment. So always give a loud salawat. Can we have a loud salawat? Salaam Muhammad. Thank you. We're going to have level 7 and 8, Brother Raseem's class, perform a play about Salat al-Jamaat and Salat al-Ayat. So if you're in level 7, level 8, and you're going to participate, are we going to do one first and then the next?
Yeah.
This is something that a lot of teachers have brought to my attention, that a lot of you are not aware. Girls, please listen. A lot of you are not aware of the rules of Salat al-Jamaat, and they're very important, because if you're not doing proper namaz in Jamaat, you're ruining it for all the people that think that they're doing Jamaat namaz and you're lying. So it's very important that you know the rules. If you don't know them, you inquire from your teacher, inquire from your parents. There's books, there's tons of resources that you have, but it's a very important obligation upon you to be doing proper Jamaat prayers. And we're fortunate enough today to have a presentation being given by some of your peers. Once again, can we have a loud salawat to welcome them?
We're going to do it. We're going to do it with just one. Because if you do it over there,
do it as you please. We can't move this stuff.
So, like, should we just present it over here?
Yes, you can do it over here.
Give me 2 minutes. I have to set up the second mic.
Okay,
well, while we're waiting for them to set up, let me see how many of you are paying attention to what level 6 girl said. Who can tell me which month Bibi Fatima al-Zahra was born in? Which month?
Jamaat al-Thani.
Very good, mashallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Who can tell me, this is something for the lower levels, who can tell me what her parents' names were? Father and mother.
Prophet Muhammad.
And do you know her mother's name?
Bibi Khadija.
MashaAllah, very good. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Wa ali Muhammad.
Okay, can somebody tell me at least two more names or two more titles that Bibi Fatima has, other than Fatima, Zahra, and Sayyida? These are the three easy ones. I want a different one. Maybe one that you just learned today. Iman? You're the one who read them. That's not fair. how about back here? Yes.
Can I do it?
Come close.
Insia.
Insia, very good. MashaAllah. Another name?
Tayyaba.
Tayyaba.
Khairunisa.
Khairunisa.
Siddiqa.
Siddiqa.
Omeha Biha.
Omeha Biha.
Batul.
Batul, MashaAllah, very good.
Tahira.
Tahira, very good. Salat for the girls. Okay, boys, can you name the children of Bibi Fatima? Are they ready? Okay, you can name one.
Imam Hussein.
Imam Hussein, please pay attention, girls. They were quiet on your turn.
Imam Hassan.
Imam Hassan.
Umme Kulsoom.
Umme Kulsoom.
Mohsen.
Hazrat Mohsen.
Bibi Zainab.
Bibi Zainab. MashaAllah, very good. Lots of love. Are we ready, level 7, level 8?
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
This is level 7, Brother Wasim's class. Salat, and we're here to talk about Salat-e Ayah, and then next level is going to talk about Jamaat-e Salat. And let's begin. It's not working.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, class.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Today our topic will be Salat-e Ayah.
Question: what is Salat-e Ayah?
Salat-e Ayah is when you pray a 2-rakat namaz when a natural disaster occurs or an eclipse occurs. Question:
what does ayat mean?
Ayat means sign of Allah. Question:
when do you pray Salat-e Ayah?
You pray Salat-e Ayah when a natural disaster occurs or a solar or lunar eclipse occurs.
When is Salat-e Ayah wajib on us?
It is wajib when it is wajib during a solar or lunar eclipse, but after a natural disaster. Question:
what if an earthquake happens in like Houston?
You only pray Salat-e Ayah when a natural disaster or an eclipse occurs in your hometown.
How do you perform Salat-e Ayah?
You pray Salat-e Ayah.
Earthquake! Earthquake! I think I broke a leg, but I'm okay with my back. I'm okay.
Get up, class. Are you guys all okay?
I broke a leg, but I'm okay.
Okay. Okay. Now that a natural disaster has occurred, it is wajib on us to pray Salat-e Ayah.
First, you're doing a niyat.
Your niyat is going to be, oh Allah, I pray a Salat-e Ayah for a natural disaster. Wajib qurbatan ilallah.
And then just pray Surat al-Hamd and another short surah.
After your takbir al-Ihram.
Then go to ruku. Then you get back up and you recite Surat al-Hamd and Surat al-Ikhlas.
You do not go into sajda after that.
And then it is mustahab to do your qunut.
It's a mustahab to do.
Then you go to ruku and then you get back up. You do Surat al-Hamd and another short surah and you go into ruku. And then you get back up and then you recite Surat al-Hamd and Surat al-Ikhlas, and you do, it is again mustahab to do qunut.
And there is 2 rakat, so you're going to be doing 5 rukus on every rakat.
So you go to ruku, you get back up, and then you recite Surah Al-Hamd and another short surah, and then you go to ruku, you get up, and then you go to sajda.
After that, you go to sajda. After your five rukus.
Then you get up, and you do your second sajda, and you get up, and say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, and you repeat the second rakat as you did in the first rakat.
So the first rakat and the second rakat, they're practically going to be the same thing, except the only difference is that in the first rakat, you're going to be doing it in second and fourth. In the second and fourth rakat, you're going to be doing qunut, and in the second rakat, you're going to be doing first, third, and fifth for qunut.
And then
go down. We're done. Then after that, you're going to go to sajda, like after you're done with the five rakats.
And then you get up, do your second sajda, and then you get back up, and you do tashahud and salam.
Then after tashahud and salam, you do your three Allahu Akbars, and you're done with salat al-ayah. Oh, and our cast. Ali, right here, Ali Abbas, was a teacher.
Thank you.
Orion Safidi, Raza Razvi, Shaji Nagvi, and Imani, or Imran Jafri or Imani. We're all the students, and so was I. And then I became the explainer, and they became the demonstrators.
Thank you.
Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. That was excellent, level 7. It was entertaining and informative, and I would encourage level 8, 9, and 10 to prepare things like that too. We might not have all picked up on how to do the prayer right now because it's difficult, but they understood it, and they tried their best to explain it, and you can always contact them if you ever need to. We have level 8. Level 8? Do you need two microphones?
Oh, no. Hussein and Daniel. So I just do that. I start with the fifth.
Shh. A little bit.
Just
start
getting good.
When you hear it,
say Ya Allah.
And then what do I do? Who is starting your play?
Wow. That's why I asked you guys to practice today. Yeah.
We don't talk.
Okay. No, but you have to. Okay, that's fine.
We talk later. But we still
need it. No, yeah, hold on.
Okay, so you want to learn how to join namaz?
Shh, you forgot the whole.
What did you say?
I said skadoosh when I fell.
We are Muslims, we say Ya Allah.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm a convert, so I don't know anything yet. Oh, God, the namaz has already started. Do you know how to join the Jamaat Salat?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Okay, first, in the first or second rakat, we join in Qiyam or Ruku. And in third and fourth, we join in Ruku. But it's best always to join in Ruku.
And what about the third and fourth rakat?
We join in Ruku.
Oh.
So we'll wait for them to go to Ruku.
Okay, let's wait.
So what have you learned?
I've learned that when you're joining the Jamaat Namaz, and it's in the first or second rakat, then you join in the ruku or the qiyam. But when it is in the third or fourth rakat, then you join in the ruku. Thank you. And I also learned that you do not say skadoosh when you fall. You say yalla. Thank you, brother. Let's go home and play Call of Duty.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Very good, boys. Thank you so much. Okay, this is going to be the ending. Vajab bhai, aapko 5 minutes hai hoga na. Before we hand it over to Vajab bhai for the Teachers Appreciation Awards and distribution, we have a student that wrote a poem about teachers. And so it wasn't a part of the program, but I definitely want to include her. So if Iman Bangash should come up here, and I was going to say upstairs. I don't know why. Up here. And well, you can just take her name out and then okay. Say it's dedicated to a particular teacher, she said. But and you can say her name. That would make her feel extra special. But this, I'm sure it applies to all teachers.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Sister Fatima is so kind, I will recite a poem for her if you mind. With so lovely of a face, between the girls in the place, such a beautiful lady, but not just of her face, as teachers, which is terribly great, loveliest to see. I can read in the poem, it is just too much to say, but my last words are, Sister Fatima is the best all the way. I know of her as true, I'm never going to be bored, because she is right here, she is very dear.
Okay, and that was beautiful. Thank you so much, Iman. And Brother Rajat is going to take over now. Do you want to just call out the names and then let them get them at the end, or AK can get them? Because we have 5 minutes.
We still have 5 minutes. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين صلوا على محمد وعلى آله. This is for kids also. You have to stop playing. Pay attention here, please. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Master of Day of Judgment, Lord of the Universe. Peace and blessing upon the leader of all the prophets, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Peace and blessing upon the holy progeny of the holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear sons and daughters, and also the parents who are present here, Assalamu alaikum. MashaAllah and Alhamdulillah, Islamic School has been blessed with some of the dedicated volunteers who work diligently with full commitment, taking care of our Islamic education of our children. They participate in upbringing of our children, teach them right from wrong. They have same compassion to the children as the parents. They really do not demand anything in return, of course, other than the homework and timeless and attendance. My brothers and sisters, our souls are indebted to them. I thank them and pray for them. No compensation can ever be equivalent to their services. However, the least we can do is to dedicate one day of our academic year of the school to appreciate their favor upon our children. Let us all join together and honor them with a loud salawat. We only have 5 minutes, so instead of calling each teacher, we have some gifts for the teachers and volunteers, but I would like to name them quickly and then we will request the sister to pass them on.
Do you want to call out the names from here or from your list?
From my list first, okay. And then from here. I will call the name of each and every teacher and the volunteers And I plan not to miss anybody. If I do, please forgive me. And I can always add, even though the volunteers list is separate from teachers list, the volunteers are those who have been either substituting or who has been helping as teaching assistant or maybe in the office, maybe taking care of the other activities at the school. The teachers are taking care of the full-time classes. We have, alhamdulillah and mashallah, 129 students. We have 32 teachers and we have 15 volunteers. Say aloud salawat for all of them. Even though we have 15 volunteers to say, but alhamdulillah, whoever has been here and I ask him anything to do, he never said no. And that's why makes him or her also part of the volunteers list. I want to announce their names so that you may know them and remember them, especially remember them in your prayers, especially prayers of the night. This is a very small gift that ISM would like to give them as a token of appreciation. The teachers, we have Brother Abu Jasim, Brother Haider Zaman, Brother Jerry Jafri, Brother Masoom Ali, Brother Wasim Rizvi, Brother Dabir Haider, Brother Nadeem Himani, Brother Sayyid Akbar, and Sister Ammatul Azhar Abdi, Sister Annahid Mehdi, Sister Iram Fatima Dajani, Sister Fatima Mamdani, Sister Huda Hussain, Sister Kazima Wajahat, Sister Miraj Himani, Sister Mercedes Safedi, Sister Nazneen Mamdani, Safina Azwajahat, Sister Sara Abdi, Sister Samina Himani, Sister Shazia Akbar, Sister Sukana Mamdani, Sister Tasneem Mamdani, Sister Tayyaba Ali, Sister Tiba Kareem, Sister Turan Sadafar, Sister Anam Zishan, Sister Aqila Peerbhai, Sister Fatima Garahi, Sister Masuma Mamdani, and Sister Sabra Mamdani. I thank you all very much from the bottom of my heart. Say a loud salawat for these teachers. In the list of volunteers, we have Brother Muhammad Minhal, Brother Zain Abdi, Brother Ijlal Zaidi, Brother Minhal Dhanji, Brother Muhammad Raza Mamdani, Sister Naseem Razavi, Sister Salma Zaidi, Sister Siddiqa Kanani, Sister Sayyida Peer Bhai, Sister Zahra Jafri, Sister Kiran Kazmi, Sister Arshin Naqvi, Sister Annie Zaidi. And I have two volunteers for whom I want to name them separately. They are the soul of ISM, and Brother Shayan Himani and Hassan Kanani are their names. Say a loud salawat for all of them. I thank you all very much for your time. Now I let sister to name them individually so they can come and pick up their gift. Jazakumullah khair al jaza. Assalamu alaikum. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
This wasn't planned, so you guys shouldn't know about it, even though I think Salma Baji already found out. You guys, the first gift that we'd like to give would be to, level two, stand up, to Sister Salma, because she goes through a lot for Sunday school, and she does a lot of work behind the scenes that you guys might not be aware of. So, you guys hold a card. Huh? Okay. Okay. You guys.
That was so sweet. Thank you.
Thank
you so much. I want to have a hug with the hug. Thank you so much. Can I have a big juicy hug?
Come on, mom. I don't cry that easily. Brother Sayed,
I'm not done. Do you have it? Okay. Okay, this is the last one, I promise. This one goes to my dad, the director of education. I know I'm being biased, but he does a lot of work, not just in front of y'all, but behind the scenes as well. I see him day and night working, so... Tearing up. You guys did a good job because I see him tear up, so.
Thank you, that was beautiful. Sayed Akbar? Brother Sayed Akbar is here or not here? Sister Huda Hussain? Please remain quiet, Sister Huda Hussain. Yes. Sister Sukhana Mundani. Sister Anam Zishan. Boys, please. Sister Mercedes Safedi. All right, this cake is no longer for the boys now. Sister Tahan. Thank you so much, Jenny. Sister Anahid Mehdi. Sister Aram Fatma Devjani. Sister Safinaz Mujahid. He's probably watching Palmer. Brother Abu Jassim. Brother Abu Jassim. Brother Masoor Ali.
Airport.
Sister Fatma Ambani. Brother Wasim Rizvi. Ali, beta, unko dekhe aaja.
Ali, let him come up again. Ali, you were never hungry. Let him come up.
Sister Akira Pierbhai.
Ali, go do that.
Sister Samina Himani. Sister Masuma Mandani.
Right under this thing.
Sister Azra Abdi. Sister Nazneen Mandani. Sister Kazma Mujahid. Sister Tasneem Mandani. Brother Jerry Jaffrey. Sister Miraj Humani. Brother Nadeem Humani. We're all the brothers. Sister Sabra Mandani. Brother Dabir Heather. Dabir Bhai Tanazana. Sister Tiba Kareem. Sister Shazia Akbar. Sister Fatma Garai. Brother Heather Zaman. We also have some gifts. Sister Tayyiba Ali. Jasmine. Whose is this? Sister Annie Zadi. Sister Annie Zadi. Brother Zain Abdi. Brother Muhammad Malal. Brother Shahan Humani. Sister Zahra Jaffrey. Sister Zahra Jaffrey. Sister Kiran Kazmi. Brother Hassan Karani. Tumhe milna nahi chahiye. Brother Minhal Banji. Siddiqa Kanani. We're almost done, guys. Sister Karen Cosme, Sister Sayyida Pirbhai, who takes care of my baby all the time. Brother Muhammad Mamdani, Sister Aisha Akri, Sister Nasir Azami. Can you give this to your mom, sweetie?
No!
Uh-oh, don't do that. It's mine. Brother Ajmal Zebi. Okay. Assembly is going to be dismissed.